Welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast, where our mission is to impact someone's life every single day. We focus on how ordinary people become extraordinary. And here is your host, John Vasquez, the self-published author of You Must Believe Way of Life. Let's go.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. You landed on Fired Up Friday. If you're not ready to get energized, ready to get motivated, get off this podcast. Today is the second most important day of the week. Why? Why, you ask? Monday being the first, because everybody's sleepy, everybody's tired, everybody's bitching and complaining. Oh, it's Monday, the Monday blues. I say, thank God it's Monday. And guess what? When you do that, you separate yourself as a human being. Because as everybody bitches and complains, you're being productive. And then on Friday, around 12 o'clock today, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Shh, don't tell anybody. But everybody's going to let their foot off the gas. They're going to be on Instagram, Facebook, looking for the happy hour. Happy hour is going to be there. God damn it. You get motivated. You get inspired. You hit the pedal to the metal and you go for it until 6 o'clock. Happy hour will still be there. The drinks will still be half price. Don't even worry about it, guys. And you will separate yourself once again. Monday and Friday, 2 days, you will separate yourself as a human being. You don't even have to compete, guys. Life is about cooperation and being the best human being you can be. And those are two opportunities you can separate yourself. Let's go. It's Friday today. Why do I wake up so damn early? I get this question all the time. And I'm in Mexico right now. And guess what? I'm still getting up early. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break it down. I get the question all the time. And this is a habit that you're going to want to create after you hear the podcast. If you don't, probably not going to be extremely successful. But let me just do some intros real quick. It's your first time on the podcast. I want to say welcome to the JV Impacts Podcast. My name is John Vasquez, but I go by Coach JV. Don't call me John Vasquez. My new name is JV, Coach JV, the manifestation of a man who's a warrior on a mission in a modern day society. So very excited to be on this mission with you. Follow me on Instagram, JV Impacts _, Facebook at JV Impacts, my personal page, 444 Warrior, JV 444 Warrior on Instagram. JV Warrior 444. I will get it right at some point. JV Warrior 444, my personal page. And that's my personal journey of becoming a warrior in a modern day society. So why do I wake up so early, guys? I get this question all the time. Damn, John. Why do you get up so early? I've been doing this for the past 11 years, and there's many reasons, and it goes well beyond just being able to kick off my day with the workout. So people are like, oh, you get up early because you have to work out. Well, yes, that's part of it. So let's think back about this in hours and break down a 24-hour day. Most people wake up around 7 or 8 a.m. That's most people, right? So I'm going to break this down in a 24-hour period. I'm going to break it down hour by hour. And what most people do, let's break this down, okay? So listen, what I'm about to break down hour by hour is what most people do, not what JV does. So I've been doing this for the last 11 years, been waking up at 3:52 every single morning at the gym by 4:30. But we're going to break down what most people do. They wake up around 7 to 8 a.m. From 7 to 9, they get their coffee and they try to wake up and they roll into work. I literally roll into work. Oh no, I'm so tired. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. they bitch and complain about how tired they are and they talk about their problems to their coworkers. 10 to 12 p.m. they squeeze in maybe about an hour of work in between scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. 12 p.m. lunchtime. They're so excited to get to lunch because they hate their job. They're miserable. 1 to 2, they get back to work and they try to get back in the groove. So that takes a little bit. They got another cup of coffee, an energy drink, their insulin spike. They feel like shit. 2 to 5 p.m., they get about an hour of work and they start planning their evening. That's their work day. 5 p.m., time to leave. Boop, boop. They hit the clock. They're ready to rock and roll. 5 p.m. to 9, they eat some dinner, snacks, and binge watch on Netflix. That's a normal person's life. Think about that. And they got about 2 hours of work in about an 8-hour work day. It went from 7 to 9 a.m., trying to wake up, 5 p.m., time to leave, 5 p.m. to 9, not getting anything done, binge watching Netflix. If you cannot identify with why I wake up early yet, then let me break it down for you, okay? If you can't identify why I wake up early, then let me break it down. Number one, before most people have woken up, I've worked out, I've meditated, I started training my first group of clients, and I got some studying done to master my craft. It takes 10,000 hours of mastery to master your craft. I'm already over 10,000 hours. I'm working on 20,000 hours of mastering the health and fitness and mindset industry. Now listen, Before most of you have woken up, I've meditated, I've prayed, I've trained a client and a group, and I've gotten studying done to master my craft before people even wake up in the morning. Think about that. Number two, it's proven that people that wake up early are way more productive and way more successful. Why? Go back to step one. I've done more than most people do in a whole week before most people wake up. Think about that. So why? It's not magic that people that wake up early are more successful. They're just doing more shit. They're more productive. Number three, by the time most people have woken up, I put in more work than they do in a whole day or a whole week. Okay? I want you to think about this. By the time I'm interacting with people, I already got the freight train going. And they're literally getting into their choo-choo train. So who do you think's going to win in life? The freight train or the choo-choo train? Who do you think's going to win in a business deal? The freight train or the choo-choo train? Who do you think's going to win when it comes to life? Choo-choo train or a freight train? Who do you think's going to be harder to slow down? A choo-choo train or a freight train? Who do you think is going to do better in a business meeting when they're trying to gain capital investors for a big event or big thing they have coming up? The choo-choo train who's just getting their coffee when they're rolling into the investor meeting, or the fucking freight train who's been rolling over people all day walking into that meeting? That person literally isn't going to exist when I stand next to them. Now, I am so inspired to tell you guys this. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm not saying this to piss you off, but I will put my 24 hours up against anybody. I wake up at 3:52. I work out. I meditate. I pray. I train my clients from 6 a.m. till 9 o'clock at night. I take a break from 12 to 2 p.m. in the afternoon. During that break, I get my lunch. I take a 30-minute meditation nap, and I do my podcast. Think about that. So I work during my break. Then I get my ass into my car at 9 o'clock, and I drive Uber till 10 to almost midnight every single night. Right now, I'm being honest with you. Right now, why do I do that? Is your business failing? No, complete opposite. I am working to build a fucking legacy. So guess what? My ass gets in my car to drive Uber because we are saving money to do something so freaking epic, it's gonna blow your mind. And you may laugh at me now and say, oh, he's driving Uber. He might not be successful. He's not making it. Just wait. And you know what I do when I drive Uber? You know how many clients or prospects I've gotten when I'm driving Uber? I'm still marketing and I'm a badass Uber driver. I'm the best. My ratings are through the roof. I get some of the best comments. I'm probably one of the best rated Uber drivers because I put 110% into everything I do. So as you're sleeping, I'm working. As you're sleeping, I'm studying. As you're sleeping, I'm working to build a fucking legacy for my family. And I'm not trying to put you down. I'm not trying to belittle you. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm telling you what successful people do. Because do you think 5 years from now, I'm going to be working 20 hours a day? Hell no. Do you think 5 years from now, I'm going to be scratching the surface of six figures? Hell no. Do you know where we're going to be? This company will be a seven-figure company in the next 5 years. And then the next 5 years after that, it will be franchised. And the next 5 years after that, I won't be fucking working 20 hours a day. I'll be flying from state to state consulting fitness companies on how to grow their company. I'm putting it out to the world right now. I'm creating a fucking memory for the future. When I'm 53 years old, I'll be on a jet flying to Florida to go train somebody on how to build a seven-figure training company. Mark my word. Because my actions always have an equal or lesser reaction. So instead of going home at 9 o'clock and putting my little head on my pillow to get some rest so I'm rested in the morning, which is important. I'm not saying it's not. These are choices that I'm making. You won't ever hear me complain about being tired. And you know what's funny? You know what's interesting? I know some of you are listening to this podcast and I appreciate you and I love you, but you know I don't give a shit what people think. I had last week 5 people tell me I look tired. You look worn out, John. You need some sleep. No offense. I don't give a fuck. Because these tired eyes, this worn out look is about to create something that people have never seen before. My business partner and I are working feverishly to bring a training system that is going to blow the roof off the industry. Can I sit back and work 9 to 5 doing that? Nope. Will that build a legacy? Nope. I have no idea what's going on in the news. I have no idea what shows are on Netflix. I have no idea what even new in life. I have no idea. I never know when the new Yeezys come out. I don't even know what Yeezys are. I think they're Jordans. I don't know. I don't even know. I say that Yeezys all the time because I see people post that on Instagram. I got a new Yeezys. As other people focus on that shit, I focus on being legendary, guys. But what I'm going to tell you right now, this isn't to brag. This is actually going to put myself down. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. And I know you shouldn't say I am or anything like that after, but I'm not. I struggled through banking school. I struggled to get my 4-year degree. I have trouble spelling. Look at my Instagram. Pretty simple to see. I have trouble with math. But one thing I don't have trouble with is kicking fucking ass every single day. I don't have trouble with waking up and putting in fucking work. I don't have trouble with putting my wife and kids to bed and getting in my fucking car and driving till midnight, getting 3 hours of sleep and starting over again. I don't have any fucking problem doing that because I know you can have the biggest doctorate, you can have the biggest degree set up on your wall, but if your ass isn't putting in as much work as me, I'm going to kick your ass. Bottom line, I'm a fucking warrior. I'm a warrior. And out of 100 people, there's only one warrior. And that warrior knows what they have to do. Will I be working like this forever? No. But I know the law. Your output will match your input. I started all over again, guys. I walked out of corporate America. I had climbed that ladder. I put in that type of work to get up that ladder. And guess what? I was back to the infancy stage again. Walked out, went back down to zero, and I got to put in work. And if you're not willing to kick ass every single day, if you're not willing to put in that work, go find someone who's extreme. Don't even talk to me. Go find someone who's at the pinnacle or what you think is a pinnacle. Because I guarantee once they reach what you think is a pinnacle, they're already re-engaging to start another business. Because that's how successful people operate. That's how legendary fucking people operate. Do I not see my kids sometimes? Yes. Do I not see my wife sometimes? Yes. But my kids see my actions. They know I love them. When I see them, I love them and kiss on them. Yes. Could I be a better father and more balanced? Absolutely. Absolutely. But guys, I'm on a fucking mission. And my wife knows it. My kids know it. My parents know it. And you know it. And I'm not fucking backing down. Because I could die tomorrow. And I will die a fucking legend. So as I come to you from Mexico, I love you. I appreciate you. These are all decisions you're going to make. And I'm not saying you have to live an epic life. I'm not saying you have to wake up early. But what I'm saying is you need to be the most effective you can be as a human being. It's a choice. But you're making a choice to listen to this podcast. There's a reason behind that. There's a reason why you're still listening 12 minutes into this podcast. I don't know what that reason is, but I'm no better than you. I'm just speaking into a microphone and speaking my own truth. And your truth and your perception is your reality, and that's okay. And you're right, and I'm right. That's the beautiful thing about it. If you believe your life is perfect, then you're right. Good for you. This is how I want to live my life, and that's why I wake up so early. My name is Coach JV. I'm a passionate, fired up person who loves people, but I'm a person who will never back down from what I believe in. And I walked away from corporate America as I will never be chained down. I will be never told what to do. But instead, I will show the world the power they have inside of them to accomplish great things. Set your mind to it, never look back, and never apologize. Have a great day, guys. I'm going to be heading back from Mexico today, and we'll talk to you on Motivation Monday. I love you.
That's it for today's episode. In order for us to fulfill our mission, please share this podcast with a friend so you too can impact someone's life today. Visit us at jvimpacts.com and make sure to pick up your copy of You Must Believe Way of Life. Remember, ordinary people can do extraordinary things. Talk to you soon.